Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we've got a little bit more time to give away Billie Eilish tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those moments. So if you'd like to see Billie at
Ball Arena
see?
On Wednesday coming up, so you don't even have to wait very long.
Wow.
It's just a few days.
Birds of a Feather. That's one of her songs. Sorry, I apologize.
By the way, that voice you hear is Tori. We mentioned yesterday that we've gotten a lot of complaints that the testosterone level was too high between T-Hack and myself.
I walked in and it smelled like
it
testosterone.
It does smell a little.
No, it doesn't.
I should have showered.
I'm a little
manly.
Sweaty right
it's
now.
Good.
Yes. So Tori's in today. By the way, thank you to everybody who texted last night. There was a lot of different suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
The one that had more suggestions than Tori.
Oh, wow. Let's go right for the self-esteem.
No, it's somebody who's already on the radio station.
That's
everybody
weird.
Wanted Jamie from the morning show to come in here with us.
They did,
oh,
yeah.
Cool, that's cool.
I don't know what that would have been like.
That'd be great. Cool. cool.
Easy, Tiger. You're fine. You're here. And then there was one listener who clearly had a campaign. Had all of her friends
text in her name. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was cute.
Yeah, it got a little bit out of control. Anyway, we'll tell you more about Tori coming up in a little bit. But if you want to win Billie Eilish tickets right now, here's what we want to do. We want to talk about hillbilly hookups.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw.
Tori's been in the room for 14 seconds, and now she has to understand. Okay.
It's not that hard. I got
here's,
it.
Okay, so it's basically, I'm going to mansplain it to you anyway.
Got it. This is good. I'm used to this. Continue.
The weird place you've had. Now, we can call this fornication location as well, because we'll take calls for either. Because like hillbilly hookup to me is like, we've gotten calls in the past of somebody who's like, we were at the dive bar on Broadway, the dive in or whatever.
Mm.
And he's like, we just like one thing led to another. And we're like, we've got no place to go. But there's a dumpster right there in the alley.
Oh, wow. And so hygienically like, questionable.
You call all that. Plus the dumpster, right? So, and then they jumped in.
Oh, God.
And it's...
Talk about scars. Yeah. I mean, that
like,
is,
I'm going to say
be,
this.
I would be nervous. Who's going in first? I feel like I'm jumping in first and then she's leaving.
But don't you need a boost? Like, I need a boost.
No, you're going to pull her in.
Yeah.
You're gonna,
oh,
like,
wow.
Drag her over the...
Romance.
Yeah, I'm trying to... There's a positioning thing. Good. Here's the thing. We've talked about that specific story before because at a certain point, there was two people who were under the influence of drugs and alcohol, got in there, did their thing, got the sleepies.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trash truck came.
No. Then, what, like marsupials? Just, like raccoons? Just
yeah, jumped them into the... They didn't die, but the trash guy heard them as he was doing the compressing of the trash, heard their wails.
Oh, no. You know, I'm used to eggs in the morning, not quite getting thrown in.
So that's one example of a hillbilly hookup.
Got it.
Does anybody in the room want to say where they've hooked up?
T-Hack's jumping in.
My wife and I, when we were at her parents' house, she had a lovely dinner party, and we kind of went upstairs, and we were getting a little handsy with each other while we were upstairs. Dinner party's still going on down there. And then we heard people coming. Her mom was giving a tour of the house.
Stop.
And one of the people that was on the tour happened to be the Catholic priest who had stopped by.
It's like a joke.
For the dinner party.
Oh.
A priest walks into a dining room.
My God.
So it was
you heard him.
We heard, so it's a quick, yeah, but I mean, my buttons are all off and stuff.
Hey,
it's
Mom.
Like, man, we're just checking out. We're cleaning up for you or whatever. Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
Did the priest make a sign for you? Like, cross you?
He flung some holy water at you?
Yeah. It was.
Okay, I have an adjacent story to that, and I don't know if this is hillbilly or not, but when I was married and we had just had a kid, our kid slept in the room with us.
Okay.
So our baby monitor was in there. We had like a bassinet in there or whatever. And then we had everybody over for like Christmas. And then the baby was downstairs and everybody was like playing with the baby. And she went upstairs to change or whatever. So I went up there and I'm like, I got a minute here. I got some time. Baby's taken care of. My whole family is downstairs taking care of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Did that turn you on at all? Like you could be caught? Because that is for some men and women a turn off. I don't know why I'm speaking this way.
I just wanted to get it. I'm like,
in and out.
We have, for the first time, this baby is in capable hands. Like we know it cannot cry and not be attended to. So we are just going to knock this out.
I love it. I love the follow up.
Yeah.
They go upstairs, you follow right after. That's a good move.
Like, oh, let me help you with that zipper on that dress. It's going to be real difficult.
There's a bracelet you have to clasp.
Right. So we got up there and knocked it out and then came back downstairs. And my sister-in-law and my mother were kind of standing over poking at something at my counter. And
so
I'm
were
like,
you, if you
want. What are you guys doing? And they're like, this box just kept making really weird sounds. I'm like, baby monitor on whole time.
Oh, I forgot about the monitor.
Baby monitor on.
Oh, I forgot about the monitor.
Like, it just kept making weird little whimpery sounds. I'm like,
someone's crying. It's not the baby.
It had been a while. I was out of practice.
He's shaking and crying.
This is so good. Thank you so much. Okay. Anyway, we're going to get Tori's story and yours too. We want to hear your hillbilly hookup.
Oh, God.
Best call is getting a pair of tickets to see Billie Eilish at Ball Arena next week.
303-222-5423 or text it at 51059. This is your moment, Tori.
Okay. So I grew up in Washington, D.C. proper. So my friends were all parents. Their parents were all in politics. Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
Those people don't fool around. Find out one thing.
They are the least sexy people in all of the world.
Okay.
Those are government officials.
But one of the government officials happened to be our Secretary of State at the time, Secretary Madeleine Albright, who is a world-renowned diplomatic figure in the political
and
world.
And a looker.
Man. Woo! Wait.
He is Googling
Albright.
Yeah. I'm like, I've heard that name.
Yeah, don't look it up. Not at work, anyway. If you get her OnlyFans, just click away.
It's deep. It's deep. So her nephew, I believe, was graduating, and I was dating his best friend at one of the schools. And so our graduating party was at her farmhouse.
Okay.
In Virginia or someplace where there's farmland.
Mm.
And things happened at Madeleine Albright's field.
In the field?
In the field, in the farm.
You thought a dumpster was gross? You're among cow poop?
No, this wasn't a pasture. This was a meadow.
So you boinked in a meadow?
It was more of a makeup because I think Secret Service heard us and we were worried.
They're bearing down on you with guns?
Wow. Yeah, what's worse, the priest or the Secret Service coming up?
I want a little bit of both. I want my parents listening on a baby monitor.
That's the worst.
While Secret Service is bearing down. This is
checkpoint. Breach.
The other weird spot that I've boinked that I want everyone to know about, because if you have children, you've probably been to where I've boinked.
By the way, boinked, are we sure we're still using that word?
We're not, but
okay.
I am.
Okay, got it.
It's been a while.
Gate C-41, Denver International Airport, the family bathroom that's right next to it, right next to gate C-41. I wouldn't go in there to the diaper changing station if I were you.
Something else was changed, but not
for
the diaper.
Because pre-9/11,
sure,
you could just come. I worked at the airline. So my girlfriend, when I would go on a break, she would just meet me. She would just go into the family bathroom. And I would just come up and...
That is not what it's for.
Family bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, you're making one.
I was trying. And then you have to come out separately.
Yeah, yeah. And be like, well, is that a cheesesteak place? You right. Walk quickly away.
And just walk, yes.
What if there's a line and then you walk out? Oh.
It does get weird because they will rattle the door sometimes. Mm-hmm. It has a lock on it. It does have a lock on it.
Okay, good.
But the baby changing station has a handrail that you can... All right.
My daughter... Change her diaper.
Just don't change her at the one at C-41. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Okay. All the other ones, I'm sure, they've not been defiled by me.
C-30 is gorgeous.
C-30 is one of the better gates. All right, well, if you've hooked up somewhere weird, we call them hillbilly hookups. Best call gets to go see Billie Eilish on Wednesday, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing hillbilly hookups. Can you relax?
Okay.
So excited.
Tori's in the studio with us today, filling in for Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten some panic texts that Tori has killed Aaron. Yeah. It's not what happened.
She's in my basement.
Tori is here. Aaron's in London.
Yeah.
And you complained enough that said we needed more estrogen in the room.
Guess who brought it, baby?
Guess who brought that? Okay. So she wants to talk to people. We're doing hillbilly hookups.
Mm-hmm.
The time you had relations in a weird location. Hi, let's get started with, help me with this, Deja?
Yes.
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 Hillbilly hookup. Where'd you do it?
So it was a Tinder date, and then this guy took me to his what I thought was his home, and it was a barn. And then he sat me on some tree stubs that he had cut himself, and he served us some food on some bales of hay.
You went into a barn with tree stumps?
Yes.
Yeah, a tree stump barn. That's normal.
Okay. I'm just saying, I match with nobody on Tinder,
exactly,
but she'll
was,
just go to a tree stump barn.
He was like, here, we're just going to serve you dinner on some like bales of hay. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, but I just kind of went with it, and I didn't want to be rude. So I was just like, all right.
I didn't want to be rude, so I slept with him on the hay bale.
Ladies, never.
You slept with him in the barn.
No, I did not do that. I just went on the date with him. Okay. I was trying to be polite.
This is not enough hookup. There's hay being there. You got the hillbilly side of it, but you don't have the Jeanette.
Yes.
Yes.
Yai. Hillbilly hookup. Yai. What do you got?
When I first moved to the Denver metro area, I started dating a welder. He was working on an overnight project in the Denver Tech Center. So at about 2:30 in the morning, we got a little frisky on a construction site about 10 years ago. That's pretty hillbilly hookup.
Yeah. Did you wear welding gloves during it?
Hot.
Well, he did, and I requested that he had the helmet on.
Yes, ma'am.
It was during the winter, so I have a pair of ski pants and the red full suit, but they have the drop seat. So I just dropped the seat.
Efficient.
What? What? And you made him wear the mask?
Like, I made him wear the mask.
That's my kind of woman. That's
well, there's
brilliant.
Certain things that can't happen it. With the mask. But.
It doesn't matter. The mask is, who is this man? I don't know. Oh, he's taking
me. And you're wearing the gloves. And okay. Thank you, Jeanette. That's lovely. Crystal?
Yay!
Yay! Hillbilly hookup, what'd you do?
Well, he and I were both employed at the local amusement park here, and it was after hours, and one of the other mechanics sent us up to the top of the Ferris wheel, and we had some business, and then radioed when we were ready to come back down.
That's awesome!
And you trusted him not to bring you down before you were...
Well, you'd know, right?
Oh, yeah. He was a cool dude.
He was a cool dude.
Sounds like a cool dude.
Because I scratch your back, scratch mine.
Sounds
right?
Like a cool park.
Sounds like...
It feels like... Oh, that one does... Do they both have a Ferris wheel? No, I think I know which one it is.
Were you worried about the, you know, the swaying of the chair itself? I'm just concerned with the mechanics here.
I'm just...
I mean, not so much. I guess it sort of helped.
Okay.
Right. It's like a waterbed. If you get the timing right.
Wow, you said that quickly.
You ride the wave.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? You have some really interesting questions about these people who've called in.
I want to know the details.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Laura?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What happened?
We were in Switzerland staying at a hostel. We were in a room with a bunch of other people, so we went into the community bathroom.
Let's get away from all these people and we'll go to the community bathroom. Yes!
That's so gross. You did it in a hostel. Nobody's got great dietary needs being met. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know this guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's always my favorite call when we do hillbilly hookups. Inevitably, you're on some sort of psychedelic at a festival and you end up in a porta potty.
Oh, God. The angles on that one.
It's angles? Who cares about angles?
Okay. That's tough.
Can we talk about smell?
No, it's
true.
It's true. The
some
atmosphere.
Some are less full than others. Just scout it out beforehand.
Jesse?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What'd you do?
Yeah, so one night my husband and I were just kind of sitting around drinking. It was like pretty late after midnight, whatever, and we were bored.
I love all the justification.
The disclaimers.
He's like, what?
It was
just
raining.
Where was it?
Well, he's a construction worker, which is a glazer. They put windows in on, you know, the tall buildings and stuff. So he's like, hey, I have a really good idea. Come on. So we go outside. He takes me across the street. There's like, there's a boom lift across the street. He had noticed it was like they were doing the windows at another building over there or whatever.
And but he knows how to operate a boom lift.
Yeah, he does.
He has a key to, which they're interchangeable, I guess. So he has a key. He turns it on. He says, get in. We go like 200, almost 200 feet up in the air and did it up there.
With the birds.
Wow, yeah. And he gave me the key to the boom lift later for Valentine's Day.
So all booms have the same key, apparently.
Because there's an honor code among boom lift
operators.
Is there?
It's like,
you have the key to all boom lifts.
Like a samurai.
A lot of things rising there.
I'm going to tell you right now, there is absolutely no way I could perform 200 feet in the air. No chance.
I'd be too scared.
Panic?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? As that thing rocks a little bit?
So you would get up there 200 and be like, I'm a no-go?
It's a non-starter for me. The only thing up is the lift. Promise you that. Sorry, I just spit all over T-Yak. Sean?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookups, where was yours?
Sophomore year school assembly underneath the bleachers.
Okay. Mm. This is the beginning of like a John Hughes movie.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Tori's in for Erin today, and we haven't really told her how this works.
How exciting for me.
So this is news or nope.
Okay.
So you've got a whole bunch of pages. You can just. Anything in there that you think might be a news story, you can just throw at us. If we hate it, we're going to scream nope, or really me specifically. And you have to treat it like you're an anchorman in the 1970s a little bit. You have to start it.
Okay, so someone's going to slap my ass?
No, it's not. Like, okay.
Give me a whiskey, sister.
We're going to start with the theme.
News. No. News. No. News.
You guys
spent
time on it.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Okay, you've now heard the theme song. Follow along with T-Hack as he shows you how it's done.
Got it.
Good evening. Thanks for joining the program. Ladies and gentlemen.
And he knows it. He knows this fact.
That what?
I hate the word program. It's the worst thing in the world, and I've allowed them to say it once per show, and now they're using it every time we do news or no. Yeah.
I love the word program.
It's not a program, and it's also, this isn't a show. I know we call it Slacker Show, blah, but it's like, it's not a program.
That really bothers you.
God, the word program, okay. It's just like, you feel like 900 years old. Oh, come into the program. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Next up on the program.
It's like calling a movie a picture. You got to go see the pictures. Yeah.
It's a say, hey, what record are you going to play next? It's not a record. It's a song.
Right.
Even the Grammys still call it record of the year. It's not a record, you fools. Mm-hmm.
It gets confusing because the song is a record, but the album is also the record. And you can break a record with your record, and that could be on a record.
That part gets me.
We've run out of time.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I started you over.
Oh, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, pour your drinks because it's about that time of year. It's getting colder.
What?
And we drink more in the wintertime. Oh. You want to know?
Who drinks more in the wintertime?
I mean, I do.
Tori, we're buds. And I want you to know, nothing slows you down. You are a record on 78. You are hauling butt through booze.
Yeah. Well, my question is it to stay warm or is it to...
Yeah. So actually, I thought this was a myth, but it says alcohol is a vasodilator, which means it increases the warm blood flow in your skin.
That
I thought it constricted, right?
I thought it made you colder.
I think
it's vasodilator. It might be because it's like I'm vasovagal.
Vasodilator, yeah.
Sure.
It's dilator because you're opening up your... Don't laugh at me. By the way, off the air like 10 minutes ago, Tori goes, I've got a lot of medical background on the program. I can bring my medical background to the
program.
First of all,
that is exactly how I sound.
Almost. So maybe you should pronounce the word.
I've got a medical background. Program.
Okay, so because I've always... here's the thing. I think... I love football.
Yeah.
And I love to go to football games, but like going and standing at a tailgate and drinking 47 beers, one, you just got to pee. And when you're cold, you have to pee 7,000 times more.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it does something to you that you're colder.
Yeah,
I don't think drinking is a good idea.
I thought too, if you walk out drunk in the snow,
it's
I feel
horrifying.
Like they're like, uh-oh, you're going to die.
Exactly. Yeah. Your body goes, shut off the extremities and lay in the snowbank.
Right. Well, this says people choose to drink more when it's cold outside to keep toasty. So whether it's real or not, we feel like we're warmer, I guess.
Like, well, if you're drinking a shot, then you like go, okay, it's warm. Like I get
scotch,
that.
Scotch, scotch, scotch. Scotch, scotch, scotch.
All right. So Tori, this is what happens now. I will begin to play the thing.
Okay.
There you go.
Welcome to this edition of Tori's News.
You don't take the whole thing
sorry,
over.
I took over. I'm so sorry.
Just a simple good evening would suffice.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, but ladies who don't have a credit card because it's 1972.
What?
When, well, you know, women couldn't get credit.
Oh, you're going all the way back.
Sorry. Here we go. I'm so sorry.
She's method acting.
Went way back.
Okay.
My rights were taken up.
Do you have a story?
I do, okay. When Margot Robbie needs to cry, she actually listens to the Titanic soundtrack.
No, she doesn't.
She does. Now,
no, she doesn't.
This happened once on set of Wolf of Wall Street, a fantastic film and picture. But the problem was...
Did you just say and picture after I specifically forbade it a minute ago?
You can't forbade me. I'm in 1972.
Okay.
But it happened to be the day that Kate Winslet visited Leo on the set of Wolf of Wall Street. So as she's crying... to my heart will go on. She sees Kate walk by with Leo and says it was very surreal.
Whoa.
Can I ask? I have 7 tangents. This might be the end of News or Non for today.
I won.
There it is.
I broke it.
This is not. Okay. First off, there's a viral video going around of Celine trying to get her her Apple Music to play some new song she has.
Oh, and she can't do it.
And it's a French song. Oh, so she's like, hey Siri, will you play Lil Amour by Celine Dion? And it goes, I don't know what that is, but Here's My Heart Will Go On. And it just keeps playing the wrong song. Right, it does.
And then, Siri, non.
And then the only way she can get it to work is to do at what you...
Did it just play because you said, hey Siri?
Okay.
My phone...
I think I was doing a good enough job, but
you were doing
my phone is playing the stupid song. She finally gets it to work by going, ha, sorry, will you play Le Chemin? She has to do it in a ridiculous French accent, and then it played the song.
Est-ce que je peux les trois lettres en nom? Je parle français.
Do you speak French?
Oui.
Is there anything hotter than that?
Je parle français.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm allowed to talk about this because the people it involves are gone again. They went back to their home city. By the way, Tori's in here for Aaron today. So if you
hello.
Hear, oh God, if you hear a strange voice, it's because Aaron's in London and Tori's in filling in for her today.
Filling in. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I just want to say, everyone's been texting like, where's Aaron? We miss Aaron. And yes, we all do. But Aaron's having the time of her life in London. Like, she doesn't want to come back.
It's also not fair to us. Because Tiak and I have been holding down the fort, and they're like, you need a girl in there bad.
Is that what they said?
Yes!
Thank God I'm here. Now, what if she brings you back something very British? Would that make it all better?
She will not.
Like a British...
she bring back presents?
What would that, like beans or something?
Like a
or
British what? Bonnet? What do you? What if you got like a British cop hat? You know, those fun little hats? Ooh.
Hold up.
Would that be enough?
Can I ask, this is a total side question. We may never even get to my other issue here. Are you one of those people, like, I did it for, if you go on vacation, do you bring...
Every time.
Who?
Anybody.
Who gets that list?
Anybody that, could be my friend will get something and somewhere.
When was the last time you traveled?
When I went to Mexico, and I went...
How long ago was that?
That was in January. And I got gifts for every single co-host, and I spent, an inordinate amount of time and energy in it, and when I handed it to them on air, they were like, cool, thanks. Nobody was impressed.
Because we're not five. Was, yeah.
And they're like, I have tons of stuff that are made in Mexico. Just at right. my house.
Here, you throw this away.
I don't... I used to do it for my kids.
Okay, snow globes and
See, they had a keychain problem
right,
for a
I had
while.
A snow globe issue.
So I had to have a keychain from every city.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that. Intentionally, when I've traveled.
Don't start that.
I don't want to start it because it's just more... They get so much junk all the time. It's just more... No offense or anything.
No, yeah, my gift giving seemingly is being put down.
It's just junk.
I just clutter.
I think you're misunderstanding.
Okay.
It's not seemingly being put down. It's 100% being put down. I don't...
Blinds are open. This is insulting.
Do not misunderstand. Buying gifts for friends when you go on vacation is adjacent to making them come over and see pictures of your stupid vacation.
Mm. I do slideshows.
Although...
Just kidding. I'm kidding. I would not go that far. I agree.
Now I'm remembering, though, when I went to Pennsylvania, where my wife's family's from, I went to Hershey and I brought back chocolate for everybody.
You brought me back salted caramel.
See, and you remember it. And you remember
it. All the special ones, yeah.
Right, and you remember this because that gift was so important.
In that circumstance,
right.
It makes sense. But if you're sitting there,
And only a few of the bars were gone.
No.
Okay. And only a few of the bars were gone.
It's a long flight.
I did end up getting my friend just tahine, you know? And she's like, cool, I have this in my refrigerator.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it was a bad choice.
Can I just say that that's not how you say that word?
Yeah, it is. Is it? Wait.
No, it's, you know what it is? It's like Aaron. You know what the word she can't say?
Funyun. Fun, is that it?
Yes.
Funyun.
Funyun? Oh, she says Funyun?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
Neither is Tahine. How'd you just say it?
Tahine.
No.
Is that not right? What is it? Say it, say tahine. It like it. Order it.
Tahine.
Tahine.
Not Tahine.
Okay,
not
I was, all right. Do you have a lime on?
No, just.
I don't know what word you're trying to say,
I know what word she was trying to say.
It's like that little rim stuff you put. It's like the powdery chili.
You really
chili.
Don't know what she's talking about?
No, I don't think I've heard that word. Tahine?
She's describing it. It's all the rage now. I mean,
you get
it on a spicy margarita.
That's it.
But also, people eat it on watermelon.
Everything. Mango. It's great on mango. Excellent on mango.
If you have it on pineapple, you never go back.
Yum.
Like, you put it on everything.
Yeah.
By the way, you don't... We're literally never going to deal with
that. Yeah, we forgot the story.
I forgot what I was going to say. No, mustard on watermelon will change your life.
Okay, I'm going to go back. First of all, I've never had that, but I'm not going to go against you because weird combinations always get me. My family puts raisins in tacos. Have I lost the listener?
Well, it's been great, Tori.
My footsteps leaving.
Yes!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We're doing a rousing round of telephone talent show. Now, Tori's in the room. We'll tell you a little more about Tori coming up in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But she's in, sitting in for Aaron. Don't panic. We haven't killed Aaron. She's not dead.
Aaron, just quiet down.
Yes, she's
she's tied up below
she's
me.
She's in London having a great time.
She looks like she went on the Harry Potter, like the 9 3/4 station thing.
Tiak, do you know her Insta off the top of your head?
Radio Aaron.
There you go.
Radio yeah. Aaron.
Okay.
E-R-I-N. A lot of people spell it with an A. It's E-R-I-N.
Yeah. Would you like to give your Insta just as long as we're plugging people?
T-Hack is whack.
Okay.
Sure.
Tori?
I am Tori Shulman. Now, you don't want to see in there. It's Tori Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A.
Why are you talking through your nose like you're one of the Albert guys who calls sporting events?
And he got hit in the head badly, Dan.
I am Tori Shulman, and that's my Instagram. See what I'm doing right now? Do you know what I'm doing? That is an impersonation
it's good.
Of the Alberts who do sporting events, and that would get me in on Telephone Talent Show.
Yeah, it would.
Slow
Telephone Talent Show. Mm-hmm. What is your talent? It has to be an auditory talent.
Has to be. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Because Tori has been trying to do a couple things where she bends her elbow behind her head, and it's like, hey, man, that's not going to work. This is radio.
Yeah, you can't call it. I'm doing it. I promise.
Yes. No, I swear to God. If you saw what my elbow was doing right now, you barf.
I set myself on fire. I know it's true.
Like, I just want to describe some of the, like, this is not for television. Have you ever been around somebody who can do the thing where they peel their eye back?
1,000%.
And then it gleeks. Like, their eyeball, like, a tear duct, like, shoots. Yes.
Yeah.
That is an amazing talent.
Right.
But it doesn't work for this.
It's not right for here.
Right.
Right?
Unless you just call and we just hear or whatever. Like,
I guess, yeah.
If it's an auditory, well, you're going to screen the calls. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear people being creative, people being funny, and the weirdest talent. That's what I want.
But
give me something that I'm not going to hear. Like, don't just sing.
Yeah.
Like,
and don't just be like, I can impress, you know, impersonate like Nixon. Do something good.
Somebody new.
Yeah, somebody new.
I don't think you got to go, but like, Nixon. Sorry, how old are you?
I know. Turning knobs on TV.
I can do Lincoln or...
You want George Washington? I got him on. Right here.
Okay, so yes. Can we set a moratorium? Like how many singers will we take total? One, two. Like, because there's somebody one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually just singing. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Somebody will call, but like we don't want this to turn into American Idol because it's two, and it's also through the phone. But it's like, and it doesn't, but it's like if you can if you can do the alphabet backwards real fast in the tune of like to as Gilbert Gottfried, great.
Yeah,
do
that would
Z W.
That's not even the next letter.
It's I know, it's Y. I got it wrong from the start. But the Gilbert was on fire.
Okay, it was close. So in the past, what have we had? Tia, can you give us an example?
We've had people imitate cartoon characters. Oh, okay. We've had people do the sound effect like from The Ring.
Oh, what does that sound like?
It's kind of like...
Is that a talent?
We've had that.
Okay.
You know? What about bird song? Anyone with bird song?
Bird, like,
yeah, but like, that's really good.
I can do, I do a great dolphin.
Can we hear it?
Hold on.
Okay. This is good.
That was amazing. That was recorded.
I cheated a little bit. That was fake. Come on, I moved my mouth.
I can do a great slacker. Slacker, start talking.
Okay, hey, I'm slacker.
Whoa, you sound just like him, Tiak.
All right, so this is where we want you to call in with your talent.
I can't wait.
That can be displayed via telephone. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have a couple of the boring ones. Gosh. Gosh.
Oh, that's a cartoon.
Okay, I just want to get you ready for what's going to happen.
Okay.
You don't have to be nice to everybody who calls in, and you definitely don't have to be nice to Tiak.
Okay, because
you're
like,
oh, that's good. You're like, yeah. you're being the mom.
You
whose
kid suck.
Yes.
Okay.
That's closer to what. Okay. Like,
there's a standard on this show that we try to apply.
Okay. So gosh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or the one I do this to my kids all the time. All right.
Oh my God.
I was going to move you off the show until you broke it down. Break it down.
Thank that
you.
Was unbelievable. Thank
you. I never know what to do when a grown man beatboxes in front
That's
of me.
That's so hard. Yeah, it's not... Because you have to inhale and exhale at the same time. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, everyone understands that. I'm just saying, I'm pointing it
Thanks
out.
Thanks for mansplaining
okay,
it to
sorry,
us.
Sorry, I'm just
Right now
you.
We all understand what Tiak just did. From a medical standpoint.
He lifted his mouth up.
Tori's talent is torpedoing a radio bit. No,
I'm killing it.
Yeah, but killing it is not the same thing. We're looking for an anchor, not an anchor. You know what I mean?
Well, you put an anchor and I took it one way.
All right, so what's your talent?
I can say I'm Batman in the Batman voice. Please don't click your pen in passive-aggressive anger.
I didn't know if you could hear that.
Here we go.
Before you do it, Tiak. If somebody were to call with that, would you put it? I mean, Tori got in here because people texted in saying we needed somebody in the show, but would you let her through if she were calling right now?
If it's good.
I would have to hear it. Okay. I would have to hear it.
You're going to hear it and know that she was like placating you with her thing. So you're allowed to honestly judge.
Okay.
Yeah, I could take it. I could take it.
No, you can't.
I can.
You are fragile.
Fragile.
You are.
I'm like a Fabergé egg.
You are, yes.
Don't touch
You're
me.
You're ready to shatter, but go ahead. Let's hear it.
A souffle, if you will. Okay. Who's there? That's Alfred.
Okay.
Come in. Who are you?
I'm Batman.
Did I lose you?
I don't.
Do you want me to do it again?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
I'm Alfred.
Do we need the preamble?
Or? Well, you got to set it up. Why is he saying
that? No, why would he just say I'm Batman?
I would have just gone with Alfred.
Yeah. Yeah, your Alfred was superior.
But the point is, you hear the,
I'm Batman.
I mean, that's.
Oh, that sounds like it hurts.
It hurts a lot.
It's also a smoker's cough.
Let me just do mine one more time. Okay. All right. I can also make the sound of a saw. It goes like.
You started off with your real voice.
What are you talking about? The whole thing was real. Okay. If you have a talent, we want to hear what it is. It's Telephone Talent Show. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is Telephone Talent Show. We are hearing the talent you have that can be done on the telephone. Tori's sitting in for Aaron.
Yeah,
today.
Did you forget her name already?
No, I'm just like, we're getting a lot of texts and we're going to explain who Tori is. Don't panic about Aaron. She'll be back. But like Tori's helping us out. We're going to tell you, if you haven't already figured out who she is, we're going to tell you who she is exactly in a minute. But for right now, if you have a talent that works on the telephone, we want to hear it. Andrew?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What's your talent?
I can do Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Okay. That's weird that I was just doing
Kermit.
off the air, I was doing Patrick Mahomes as Kermit the Frog, but let's hear yours.
That's actually how I was practicing it.
Okay, go.
Yes, I am a Kermit the Frog, and I would love to take my daughter Ellie to the Billie Eilish.
That's really good. And he's waving his little arms, hands.
His little arms.
His little frog hands are moving.
His little frog hands are in the air. Okay, that's pretty good. Now tell us about what happened when you tried to throw that pass to Travis Kelce. Never mind. Nobody gets it.
I didn't make it.
Yeah.
There's a Ray Romano kind of thing, too.
Hold on! You've been holding out on us?
They're all kind of interchangeable.
Whoa! Ray Roman, yes!
What are you doing?
Deborah!
Whoa! T-Hack with the Ray!
Oh, my God.
That was very impressive.
Ellie?
Yes?
Yes! Telephone Talent Show, welcome. What's your talent?
I can burp on command.
Ellie, I got a question for you. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old.
Cutie.
And already got the burping down.
Classy.
Okay, so.
That's what they're teaching in the schools.
Is this a standard burp? Is this a Dr. Pepper burp? What kind of burp are we for today?
I just do it on command. It's not that loud. It's just like really quick, but I can do it multiple times.
Okay, let's get after it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable. Was I supposed to be comfortable?
No.
What am I supposed to be at the end of that?
Her diaphragm is so flexible.
Like the inhale, that thing that happens between.
It was like a beatbox.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Ellie. Wow. That was lovely. Kristen.
Yay.
Telephone talent show. What's your talent?
I can do a great monkey.
Ooh, I like this.
Let's have your monkey.
All right.
That was so good.
There's a monkey in your car. I'm not buying it.
I don't believe you. I honestly don't believe you.
That was such a... She committed to the chimpanzee sound.
Because she started with the low.
It's the low. Yeah. Wow. Is this Jane Goodall?
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Is there a chance I can just put you on hold and anytime we come back, you're just doing that? Because that might just be... Hang on right there. I just want to know that okay, let's just check. Has it been long enough? Let's go back in on her. Where was she at? Up here?
Mm-hmm. Three.
Yeah. We're back to you. Yeah. You got to be doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. Keep hanging on. Okay. Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello. What's your telephone talent?
I can't even say it seriously. My talent is that I can sound like a monkey from the zoo.
Another monkey?
Wait, there's two monkeys?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you put them both on?
We're going to duplex the monkeys. Okay, Kristen, hang on. Don't do your monkey just yet. Hold on. Chelsea, do your monkey.
I need to pull over. Hold on.
Okay, she's pulling over.
You got to pull over and do the monkey. Live radio. This is what happens in live radio.
This could be a baboon. Yes. We don't know.
What? Chelsea?
Yes?
You ready?
Yeah.
Monkey up.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Kristen, jump in there. Chelsea, retort. Chelsea, keep going. If we're not nominated for a Marconi Award for the first monkey off.
This is the deepest conversation we've had on the show.
All right, thank you guys for calling. This was
Mazel Tov. Mazel.
I don't know if we can top that, but let's try. Sally. Oh, damn it.
Yay.
What's your telephone talent?
Animal sounds.
Why did you let me let go of the monkeys?
I don't know if she does a monkey. I forget.
All right, let's hear
Sally.
What would you like? A horse?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, you
okay,
do
horse.
Multiple.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do a
Why
horse.
Why don't you just run through a plethora of animal sounds?
Be the zoo.
All right. One more.
Wow.
No, I think we had all we could take.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
So we have Siak and I, and Aaron's out. So Tori, our friend Tori's in for Aaron.
Hello.
And I, here's my problem. I need one of two things. I need the courage to do the things that I should, that I want to do, or I need lithium or Wellbutrin, some sort of anti thing to make me stop feeling the way that I feel. So I'll explain it. And Tiak, you won't 100% understand this as a non-coffee guy, but
okay.
I'm a Starbucks guy.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to a Starbucks barista because I modify my order way too much.
Oh, really?
So I just order on the app.
Okay.
And then I pull up.
Okay.
To the mobile pickup.
Okay.
They have designated parking spots.
So you're not speaking to any individual?
I don't. I don't know. Oh, I just...
He's like that around here, too.
No, I'm not.
Don't look at him in the eyes. That's what I heard when I came up here.
Okay, so I go to the Starbucks real close to the station here, is in this crazy parking lot where there's like a Maria Empanada and Ocean Prime and like Poke Works. And it's just like, it's a zoo of a parking lot. So you need those. There are four grab and go parking spaces. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there and I pull up and all four spaces are filled, but it, like, you walk in, grab your coffee, come back out. So I'm like, one of these is going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not opening up. So I'm sitting there. And I'm finally like, so I have to go and I basically park 7,000 miles away from, like, I had to park Ocean Prime and walk across the parking lot.
Okay.
Now listen, before you start talking about my white privilege and stuff, listen to me. Those spaces are for...
Mm-hmm. They're reserved. I get it.
When you do that little vowel movement thing that you just did, I know what
that's
you're
judgment.
Doing. I know it's judgy.
Boss.
Like, oh, come I'm on. Not your boss. Okay. So it
but you have bad knees. I'll be on your side. I'll defend you. You
know, I do not want this to be about pity. That's not what it is.
Okay.
So I go in, and as I'm walking in, somebody is in one of those cars, like grabbing stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I could have just waited another minute because they're leaving. And then they go back in and sit down at a table with a laptop.
Oh.
And clearly they've been holding court for a bit.
Ooh.
Now, this is where I need either the medication to tell me that's none of your business, let it go, or I need the strength.
Or patience.
Not patience.
Okay. You don't need any patience.
No, I had patience because I just let it go.
You sound like it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a keyboard warrior. I came in here to complain.
Got it.
This is my passive aggressive mode, Tori.
Got it. Venting room. Got it. Keep going.
Okay. What would you have done? Because he's in the 5-minute parking.
Mm-hmm.
It would have taken him at least 5 minutes to unpack his REI bag full of crap.
Go on a hike later.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, he's got his big old stupid Stanley sitting there.
Right.
It's like, Starbucks doesn't want you to have that in here. Buy your stuff.
I agree with
you. You don't bring in other crap.
I do too. So what are you supposed to tell? Are you supposed to call the police? Or are you supposed
wait,
to tell?
That escalated very quickly.
Or do you tell a Starbucks?
I think we just hurt him.
No, okay. See, you're going to violence. Could you have at least spoken to a barista? Barista?
Well, as we've said, I don't speak
to
people.
Oh, I see. So, I see.
But in this case, what would you do? Like, because absolutely nothing will change about my experience.
Okay.
It can't. Like, I'm already parked too far away. But for future reference, this a-hole needs to understand, hey, you know how it says 5-minute parking
mm-hmm.
there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? You want me to walk you through it?
Yeah.
Do you
need a watch? Like,
right.
What if you just passive aggressively dropped a clock off? I'm like here, sucker.
You're like, I don't know what to do. But the injustices of the world, I feel at a certain point, like I should, with your weak little yellow sun, I should exercise my powers. As a superhero, I should have done something.
Okay. And you wouldn't have felt, you have an itch until you the scratch would have happened had action taken place. Is that correct?
Yes, I need to either know, was just the right thing to do to just pick up my coffee and leave?
And move on.
Or should I let it go entirely?
Okay.
Or because there are...
Or break his knees.
Here's the thing. And this is mainly why it's great to have you in here, Tori. Mm. This is going to sound very...
Oh, I can hear it already.
Women have somehow mastered those types of confrontations, and then they don't escalate into kneecaps coming off. Where you just come up and you say that sentence, mm-hmm. or you have that hair flip look, the side, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what Chris Rock once said? He said, if women were in charge of the presidents of all the countries, there'd be no war, but just a lot of countries not speaking to each other.
That's exactly the truth.
Yeah. She could have said... not said anything, but he would have gotten the point.
Yeah, I would have been passive. Okay, that's what I would have done. That's
right.
I'll
move it.
I would have passively, aggressively spoken so that person would have heard me and said, been like this.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, so that he hears me, even if he's on a headset, been like, I can't believe they took the coveted spots. What do you call it? A-hole.
A-hole. Yes.
And that way he is shamed privately. And private shame is the worst kind of shame. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, does a person like that even experience private shame? Because if you're willing to, it's the mm-hmm. person when we're all stuck in gridlock and they drive over on the like median for a little bit and then and they're like, let me in. You're like,
entitled.
Right.
Yeah.
Entitled. Yeah, mm-hmm. Rules don't apply to you, sir.
Right. Well, exactly.
Right.
Right. I agree. But can you get any sort of satisfaction in like, that person's gonna get what's coming to them.
No.
They're living a dirty life.
No.
They're living like
no. Okay. I have to give it to her. It has to be me.
You're the judge.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so you've been hearing this other voice today, and as annoying as it is, she's here for the rest of the show.
Oh my god, that's so cruel.
I know. Welcome to the party. So it's Tori. Are we saying your whole name? We've just been saying Tori and for Aaron, but do you want your whole, like, you're known as your whole name.
Yeah, say the whole name. Tori Schulman.
Shull?
Yeah, Shull, like your shoulder hurts.
Okay, Schulman.
Yeah.
I've never said your whole name.
Well, it's actually Victoria.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, Tori short for...
Victoria.
Whoa. I've never even thought of that.
This is the moment. Can I just say, I remember having this exact thing with Liam at one point.
What's the real name of Liam? William?
Yeah, well, no!
It just came up with that. Is that true?
Yes! Because everybody thinks William gets shortened to Will or Bill.
Billy, right.
Or Billy or Willie or whatever, but Liam is another thing.
Didn't know.
That one's a harder stretch. Not knowing that Tori came from Victoria, that's rough.
I just thought Tori was a name.
I just thought Tori was its own thing.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't stand alone. Oh, okay. Now, there's a difference between Tori with an I and Tori with a Y.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're someone that it can end in an I or your name ends in a Y, you're two different people.
Really?
Yeah. So the Ys to me, I don't know. I feel like I bond a little bit better with them, a little more serious.
No.
The I's, a little flighty.
But Victoria doesn't have a Y in it.
Correct.
Then you've changed the spelling of your name in the...
However, I was named as a Victory. Okay.
To what?
Mm. For now we're gonna get mad.
Victoria is victory?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want to know something crazier?
I'm learning everything.
Beethoven's fifth is dun 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 dun. And that is Morse code for the letter V for victorious and five. Dot 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 dash.
Ooh.
Did that help anybody or did I ruin
I played a little Beethoven this morning on the xylophone with my daughter, so.
You don't have a
xylophone. If you need to step out, Slacker, okay, we can keep this conversation.
I will step out.
You're not needed.
The first thing I need to say is, if you're freaking out that Aaron's gone, Aaron is on a trip to London.
She's not gone forever.
She's not gone forever.
Should we say hello to her, perhaps in a British accent?
Please, God.
That I practiced this morning?
Yeah. Do it,
yeah. Me.
Please don't.
Me. Okay.
Just do it.
Ready? Here we go. Hello, Aaron. That's Cockney. Or if she's in High London. Hello, Aaron.
Mm.
Hello. Do they not have H's in London?
Oh, my God.
All right. So you may know Tori from such porn films as... No.
Did you know?
You're unemployed is what you are.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I mean,
salt in the wound.
Yeah, I know. This is...
Kidding.
So Tori and I have, like, we've drank and... seemingly solve the world problem. Like,
I don't know why we are. We have an administration. We had a whole thing ready.
I have a bone to pick with you about the last time we went drinking, but I might say, no, we'll
cover I can't
it
sit
second.
With it now.
No, well, here's the problem.
Okay.
We went to Avanti, right? Like, the, it's kind of a food hall concept.
Okay.
And she's like, gonna bring, I let her, like, not let. That feels very
no, you can let.
Domineering. I will allow you to select my alcoholic beverage for the evening. I'm like, let's just, like, our first drink, like, go. Get after it.
So she was just going to pick both?
Yes.
Or each other's? She each got both?
Everything. She's going to come back with the first round. Okay.
Yep, I'm the first round girl.
Okay.
So she like comes over, and she's like, shot in a beer, and I'm like, sure. So she comes over with a shot with a lime in it, and not a beer, but a high noon. Okay? So I'm gonna muscle through the high noon.
I have a little muffin top for anyone who wants to know. And I want to lose the weight while imbibing. Continue. Apologies.
Okay. Tiak.
Yeah.
There's a shot with a lime in it. What is that shot?
Tequila.
Of course it is.
Yeah. That's what else? Okay.
Okay. It was vodka.
What?
With a, I know.
With a lime.
And I didn't know it till it was in my throat. That it was vodka.
And why then you took the shot.
I can't believe you go with a lime. What's wrong with a lime with vodka?
Because the implication is if there's a lime, it's tequila. Specifically say, it's like when you're at a buffet and you're like, oh man, this potato salad is going to be so good. And you put it in your mouth, you're like, that's egg salad.
Totally.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I just got duped by eggs.
How dare you?
How dare the eggs do that?
It can even be something you like. Like, I love root beer and I love Coke, but if I think I'm drinking a Coke and I have a sip of root beer,
it
takes me off guard.
It does. Okay, now I should have prefaced this, or prefaced, both are good, but there was no salt on the rim. So I thought, okay, maybe that would clue you in.
Or maybe you should have just said
it. I should have said it.
Right. And also, maybe you should take this opportunity
to change to tequila.
To apologize to me.
Oh, wow. I need to apologize for my free vodka shot. How dare you?
And then, despite seeing me wince and thrash around on the floor, sometime later, she got another round of vodka shots.
Well, if you're trying to introduce someone to a new cuisine, let's say a caviar, a pate, if you will, you got to try it more than once, no?
Yeah.
Hold on. In this scenario, vodka is a new cuisine like caviar?
Well, it's within the Russian, you know, whole thing. And for some reason, I stuck with vodka since University of Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. That's the saddest part about this whole thing. It came from lemon drop shots.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone get that now?
I do. Yes.
Everyone feels me.
But that's good. Lemon drop, good. No. Straight vodka, bad.
Lemon drop equals sugar. Vodka equals Tori happy.
So all this is about your muffin top that you don't have?
So now I'm unemployed. I have a muffin top.
Because, all right, yes. So explain who you are to the people who don't know.
Hi, everyone. I'm so honored and thrilled to be here. I'm not taking Erin's spot. Her spot's left open.
Is it still here? She'll be back. So where do we know you from?
So you know me from Daily Blast Live, which was the number one show in Denver. It's nationally syndicated. Okay. I was the adorable sort of big, busty.
Oh, you
busty.
Were the cute blonde girl.
I was, well, there's actually a cuter blonde girl. I was the second cutest blonde girl on there.
Oh, you were the gray-haired guy.
That's Jeff.
Okay.
I was sort of the loud.
You're the comedian.
No, that's Hughes Black, his Al.
Oh,
that's okay. Al. Right. And I wasn't Erica, who also speaks beautifully. I was the other one.
Erica used to work here.
Erica did, and she's unbelievable human being, and so I look up to her a lot. So I'm the other one on the end. They always stuck me on the end.
Can you say why they blew up your show, or do you even know?
I just will say that we were doing well, and our viewership was up, but I think that broadcast media is changing rapidly as we speak, and I think the company wanted to switch over to maybe something else.
Okay.
Tactful and diplomatic.
That was really nice. All right, is there anything else we should know about you before we go get vodka shots?
Oh my God, wouldn't that be fun?
Well, there's not much left of the show.
Can we start
drinking?
I guess. I got a water bottle of vodka since my college days too.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So a couple minutes ago, we told you about Tori, who's sitting in for...
Erin.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
I started drinking vodka. It's hard to remember stuff. What are we doing?
You're slacker.
Okay. Wait, I'm slacker?
That's the show.
How did this happen? So Tori's sitting in for Erin, who will return on Monday. And Tiak is jumping up and down in the other room saying, there's somebody we have to talk to who is struggling because she recognized your voice. So... I don't know what this is going to be.
This is huge.
But Andrea?
Yai.
What are you calling for?
Okay, so I am a math teacher, and I know Tori from her math videos back in the day. Because I thought I was losing my mind during COVID when I was home and I saw you on daytime TV. I'm like, math how do I videos. Know this lady? She made the math videos for Big Ideas back in the day. And all
what
the
are you talking about?
Oh,
is this
my,
a real thing?
My love, I can't believe she recognized me from that. Yes, I would do.
I appreciate them.
Oh my God, what a sweetheart. I would help people be like, I wonder how tall this wall is. Let's figure that height out by the Pythagorean theorem. And then we would like take a string and try and figure out how to measure things. And it went out to every California public school. And it was me. I know nothing about math.
But that you had a script. So you were just being the talking head for math crap.
I can't believe this.
Are you?
What a lovely call. What a,
and you recognize her voice? Not.
I love her.
I need confirmation on what I'm going to ask you right now, Andrea. And don't you dare be nice. Is it ground into your brain in a positive way? Or is it there's that wench who taught me math?
No, there were like four of these actors and they would do like the intro video for the unit to like get the kids excited about math.
Totally.
And it got the kids curious about math. It's all the middle school curriculum, but we use it here in Colorado too.
Oh, this is so, I didn't know this. And then I'd take a hot dog and be like, how do I make this hot dog cooked using the sun? And then we would spend hours in the sun with this hot dog. But it was math and science and fun and cool.
So you're the original Bill Nye?
Yeah, you went around like a racetrack and you cooked and you used an oven.
Yes, this woman, yes. This is
so
amazing.
Are you a teacher?
Yes.
She's a math teacher.
Yes,
okay. I'm sorry. You said that up front, but I was like, I thought that was just a flex.
No.
I didn't realize that's what the point of this call
what
was.
What a darling. First off, I'm obsessed with teachers. Second off, I just love anyone who loves me. So this is big.
Oh my God. Do you guys want to meet later for shots of vodka?
Yes, please.
After Thanksgiving. Yeah. During Thanksgiving break. I got 1 week to go.
Oh, boo boo. I'm with you. That is lovely.
Oh my God, Andrea.
Love fest.
And now we know something about Tori we didn't know.
Yeah.
Big Ideas. That was the name of it.
Yeah.
All right. That is an incredible moment in radio history.
Thank you, love.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Got a moral dilemma for the room. The room currently consists of myself, T-Hack, who you know, mm-hmm. Tori, who you may kind of know.
You know.
This gets weird, and I don't want to say politically adjacent, but it could if you take it the wrong way, but it's just, okay. Let's start at the beginning and just make sure everybody in the room understands how things work biologically. In order to make a child,
dim the lights.
Right. There's two parties that come together and they make a baby, and then that baby's happening. Mm-hmm. And
it's a great time. I highly recommend it.
This whole show is just tangents today. Do you know that when you remember getting married and you're like, we're just going to like, and just practice making a baby forever.
Mm-hmm.
I knocked her up on the first night of the honeymoon.
Oh, no.
And like the next day, she's like, I feel different. I'm like, shut up. You do not. She's like, my boobs feel different. I'm like, no, they don't.
Feel the same to me.
I am craving tuna.
We're married on March 17th.
Baby.
Had the baby on December 13th.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
9 months. It was like, and I'm like, you shut up. You just don't want to keep romping all through the honeymoon. She's like, we're going to keep romping, but like,
she knew.
I'm pregnant.
She knew.
Wow.
So yeah, my practice sessions were like,
short.
Cut short.
You were too good.
I'm the Joe Sakic of pregnancy.
It took me years to master what you did on the first.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank all you, right. Grasshopper.
So we're all in agreement that that's how it happens. I mean, barring IVF and all the other things.
Sure.
But like, so I have a couple, friends that married, having a baby. We're 9 months in. Baby's coming anytime now.
Got it.
Great. It's time to start really getting serious about naming the child.
Mm.
And I'm going to bury some of the information, and I'm going to start right here. So, two people made that baby. They're married. It's time to name the child. Who gets to name the child?
Maybe the one who pushes it out of her body.
But it couldn't have got in there without him. Can it at least be a joint decision?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
You get input. Yeah.
Yeah. Input. Just like he did in the right, first part. Yeah.
Right.
I'm all about input.
One time. Okay. Did you, like, your children, T-Hack, have, I mean, your children are named ridiculously awesome things.
See, I like when someone takes the time. I'm a name person. So I appreciate that.
His kids are just, they're just perfect.
I love that.
Oh, thank you.
They have a little bit of, they have your wife's culture. There's like,
just thank you.
They have like a Spanish middle name. Each of them do.
Both of them do, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, which was my idea, actually.
Wow.
We came to the agreement together that we like that.
My daughter is the same. My daughter's middle name is Anna, which was my ex-wife's grandmother's name.
Beautiful.
And that was my idea.
Anna.
I was like, we should name her that. And we spelled it A-N-A because she's Brazilian and did the whole thing. And then when we introduced her to the grandparents and stuff, they were like, yeah, no, grandma spelled it with an H.
Oh.
Yeah, we blew that one.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
H for...
Okay, so we are currently in agreement, married couple, baby, we get to name it together. There can be some fights here and there.
And I don't think it's 50-50, but I do think that it should have an input, that he should have an input. She is doing most of the work. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I think if it's something that I would want my input, but if it's something that either of us hated,
right,
then it's like, look, I'm sorry. Or if it's like, I dated a girl with that, like, we can't, there are some names that are just my cut list or
right,
whatever.
Like Stacy.
I think everybody gets a veto.
Everyone gets a veto. Absolutely.
100%. Okay. Even though I'm 100% convinced I want to name my kid this, if it's like, no, yeah. And you nailed it. Like, Michaela was on our list.
Beautiful name.
Because my name's Michael, and then it would have kind of been like the...
Oh, that's been like a junior.
And it was like, yeah.
That's
my
beautiful.
Wife really wanted to do it. And I was like, I definitely slept a lot with a girl named Michaela. Okay. I was just like, I can't.
Malayla.
I can't name my daughter.
Right.
It can't be named somebody you have smashed.
You know what's funny? Coming from a nicer place than smash, my middle name is Rachel. And it was supposed to be my full name because my dad's dad was Ray. But calling me Ray and Ray, he died early at like 56, and it was too hard. So they moved it to the middle name. So wow. You can kind of move things around.
Do you know how, I don't know if all men are like this, I find it so hot when a woman has a masculine name. Like calling
Jordan.
Ray or Sam.
Right,
or,
I know what you mean. Or Toby.
Just like, yeah, oh,
Toby.
Mm. Mm. I got that a lot. Everyone's like, you gonna name your kid Jordan because I'm such a sneaker guy? And it's like,
yeah, no, don't do that.
No, I'm deeper than that. Give me some credit.
This is Jordan and Nike.
Okay, here we go. So, we're in agreement. Here comes the real issue.
Okay.
It just came to light that during the pregnancy, while the relations had shut down, he didn't shut down relations. He had some with other people.
Okay.
So he has been outed as a cheater.
Ah.
Marriage is in jeopardy, and in my opinion, knowing these people, they're not going to make it.
It's over.
Probably. Mm.
Wow. Kaputzville.
Yeah.
Wow. Right before the
that's
birth.
That's so hard.
Text into 51059 because I want to know. Because Tori had already said, I think it's 50-50 with veto power, but you think it's what? 60-40?
Almost 70-30. Again, contractions, back pain, hip pain, mm-hmm. vaginal pain.
For one day!
Oh my God, for 9 months?
For one day!
Oh
okay.
My gosh.
Okay, but the kid's going to live 90 years.
Right, but the 9 months you don't get credit for?
You get credit, but you don't get an extra 20%.
Yeah. That's exactly what you get.
No, you don't get an extra
20%. And then breastfeeding? No. Let's talk about nipple pain.
Okay. I put on weight too.
Yes! Right? Thank you. Okay, so even if yours is 70-30.
Yeah.
And whatever your percentage is, what does it change because he cheated?
Oh, she gets full power. She gets full power. She gets absolute full. But you know why? Because the second he put his thing in something else, he gave away his power.
No,
goodbye. I see it.
Your naming rights don't go. They do not.
Yes,
it's
they do.
It's still his baby.
They're not equal at this point. Her baby is.
It's still their baby.
True. But he has marked himself with shame.
I don't know.
I'm torn because that's so dirty that
it's so dirty.
I hate that so much.
I don't want him to have, on paper, I'm with you.
Of course, but?
But in the grand scheme of things, people cheat. And like, that doesn't mean you've lost all parental rights.
Totally.
And you haven't lost your connection to your kid.
Totally. But it does mean something called consequence.
I know, but that's too big of a consequence, isn't it?
Dude.
To not be able to name your child.
Stopping someone at 9 months is a big problem.
I know it is. I want to see people text into 51059. What percentage does he get now?
That's interesting.
Because is he going to still be a part of the kid's life?
I mean,
even if they split up, he'll still they'll share custody or whatever.
Yes. But think about the mom having to then, let's say he loves the name Ned. She has to now take care of Ned, who she can't stand because it reminds her of the whole situation.
She could still use her veto. She can use her veto on that name. I just don't know.
Then what consequence does he get?
The divorce?
No name.
No.
He's out.
I'm just saying, I don't think naming rights go away.
I do.
And if he wants to name the baby after the woman he was stooping.
Oh my God, it's not stooping, you Christian man. It's stooping.
Sorry. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this room.
We erupted.
Yeah. Let's see it. You got one?
I don't. I have some weird things on my body if you want to see them.
What a great opening line.
Hey, baby. Yeah. Want to see my third nipple that never fully developed? It's not that. Okay. So as the song was ending and we were trying to figure out what to talk about, Tori, who's in for Aaron.
Hello.
And T-Hack were discussing why. You don't just ask. Where did that question come from?
Well, I found a story. It says that women like scars on men.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Tolerate.
It's a turn on.
No, it's a turn on.
It's like a positive. Yeah. Better to have a scar than to not.
Well, it shows you've been in battle.
But do you want? Okay, that's a good. No, you don't seem like somebody.
Or I just fell out of my bed when I was eight. But.
Right, I have scars on my face from where a dog bit through my face.
Don't ruin my imagination of you rescuing the dragon.
Seven ninjas were coming at me. This is a total side question. We're going to get back to the scars in a second. Some dude is fully manhandling you at a bar.
Okay.
Doing stuff, like kind of getting physical with you.
Okay.
Do you want your man? No, I'm going to take it back.
Okay.
He's just saying stuff to you.
Okay.
Maybe he's even saying just insults. He's not even being sexual about it.
You mean every day?
Right.
You mean Monday?
Do you want your man to intervene physically?
Oh, God. I never want violence to be
You
there.
Just said
the scars.
You want battle scars.
Okay,
that's
you're right.
Why I'm calling
but
you
I
out.
But I want scars that from way long ago. I don't want new scars. So you, I don't want a flesh wound
no.
of stitches.
But you,
I don't want like the butterfly band-aid.
But you... Then at some point in his life, he was. You want right. You at some point he was so unstable that he got in violent situations,
or he was hit by a car while saving a cat. Like you don't need to know the deets. You just need to know that that man or person's been through something and they've healed. And the strongest part of someone is where they're broken. I just think it's interesting.
Oh my God, that was beautiful, and I can't tell if she's serious.
I kind of am, but I do think that something unique about a person makes them hotter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
so, but with a scar, you kind of want the. We're like, oh, how'd you get that? And it's like, I'm not getting into
you
it.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, like
yeah.
the
yeah,
guy.
You
the,
want
the
to quiet, like Batman right there.
Batman.
Yeah,
the quiet scar. Like
yeah.
you'll never know.
Totally, a quiet scar. Now I have a scar on my eyebrow, and I always want people to know. I know
no, you don't.
It's not easy to see.
You're such an
There's
imposter.
There's a few
You're
follicles
like, you know
missing.
Who she is? She's Vanilla Ice.
See, those scars are bad.
I don't think those were scars.
No,
he razored them in.
He razored
and then
in.
Tried to make up a story like 17 ninjas
totally.
Attacking.
Stop.
You're
collaborate
an imposter.
And listen. Ice is back with some scars on my dish.
Oh my God. Did that just happen? You but don't have. Show me where the scar is.
It's right here. And a drawer opened up wrong. It's not a great story. We can all understand
okay,
that.
Okay, but can we just say, was the drawer on an armoire that was really high, or were you hammered and on
no,
your
No, I
knees?
Was very little.
Oh.
And it opened and slashed the eye. But it
okay.
reminds me of like Dylan from 90210. Luke Perry, he had a little one.
Mm-hmm.
The new guy from British Bake Off, he's got a great scar in his eyebrow.
Who's the new guy?
One of the bakers.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
In the current season?
I'm
okay.
deeply invested okay. in Bake Off.
Well, I've always been jealous because Charlie Puth, he has a good eyebrow scar and he got his...
His looks fake.
Well, he claims he got it. A dog attacked him, and the same thing happened to me. That's why I'm a little skittish around dogs. Still,
oh, really?
Yeah, but I didn't get a scar. I just got scared of dogs.
You were mentally scarred.
Yes. Yeah, right. So are emotional scars hot?
Yeah.
That's where you say
text
no.
into 51. Do you have any other things you find? Do text into 51059. But then you have to say it. Like you would have to like. Find a reason to walk a girl by a dog park and then get all skittish and be like,
yeah,
I know chicks like scars, but mine are on the inside.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be so turned off by that.
Like there's other weird little things that people like though. Like, I can't think of one off the top of my head. Like,
maybe a broken nose or something.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good one.
Like
that's
Adrian
a good,
Brody or whatever.
Right.
Has the hugest broken up schnoz.
Yeah.
Like there's something, here's a weird, for me.
But that just means you got punched. It doesn't
mean. Or you were a hockey player. You did something.
Yeah, okay.
To Tori's mm-hmm. point.
Physical.
Yeah, you've been in battle without being in battle. You know what I mean?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Something's happened.
If they, like tattoos can be hot, but if it's the prison tattoo, you're like, ugh.
You're not going to drop in my attention.
No,
what happened there?
No teardrops, no pen, big pen things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like little boobs, but that's not really a weird thing.
What about, I like it when a guy... moves the girl to the other side of the street so that he walks on that side. Is that a loser?
Yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a must.
But you
happen.
Do it smoothly. You don't say anything. That's really hot. That you're like, I will walk on this side so I'll get smashed by the car.
But if a car jumps up on the
that's
curb,
on you, buddy.
You're both dead.
Talk about scars.
It doesn't help.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Am I not as attractive as I think I am?
Do you want an answer?
Here was the thing. Here was the thing. That was a setup. Tori's in for Aaron today, and Aaron would know what to do there. Just leave the room. Like, grab Wanda from HR. It's happening again! He's doing it again!
Wanda!
There's a story out that there's first off, I don't even know how to start this. Am I attractive?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Very much so.
Oh. You're a cutie.
No,
yes.
No, you don't get to say that.
Oh.
Well, first off, let's yeah. establish a baseline for you.
Okay.
You're married.
Yes.
Happily.
Yes.
Ecstatically.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's just great.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Okay. He tolerates you, which is
huge.
Is that the best thing about your husband?
90% of the win.
Okay. So are you allowed to say other guys are cute?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And other women are, I can also say that chick is fine.
Yeah. No, I mean, for sure.
Yeah. My wife and I talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
About other
men,
women
it hot? Doesn't matter. It's just like, look at that guy.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I would think it's,
I'm the one usually saying
right. That's what I was going to say.
What am I supposed to do with that?
You probably don't point out good looking women very often.
No.
Because you're.
I don't even notice them, to be honest.
Yeah, right. I only see my wife.
I know you haven't spent a ton of time with T-Hag, but this man outkicked his coverage by a long shot. He does not want to mess up.
Did he reach up?
Oh. I mean, she had to reach through layers of magma to get down to where
to
he's...
the Earth's crust?
Yes.
That's not right.
Just to try to get to where T-Hag is from.
T-Hag is a great looking guy.
Oh, thank you.
Very cute.
You've got a vibe today that's kind of freaking me out. Like the last 2 days.
What? What's...
Like a good
this
vibe?
This is supposed to be about me, but screw it. Let's make it about you. Okay. Let's describe T-Hag today, okay. Tori. The hair kind of slicked back, but still down.
It's a little 90s vibe, which he did explain 100%. Because you were thoughtful about your pant choice.
Very much so,
yeah.
The
light acid, would you say stonewash?
Yeah, a little stonewash.
A little stonewash, right?
What are you laughing for?
They're like mom jeans a little bit.
Which is in. Which is in.
Girls!
Yeah. I've gotten in some mom jeans before.
I bet you haven't. Okay.
T-Hag.
And then you've got the double layer. You've got the light colored undershirt with the dark sweater.
He's got the cool Jordans, which look kind of like boots, hiking boots, but they're not. And then he's also gotten like the Tibetan jade bracelet. So I know you're like a little into like yoga maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little hippy dippy.
A little bit hippy dippy.
Okay.
And his beard is long but coiffed.
It's totally coiffed.
I actually meant to shave it today, or like trim it up today, and I didn't.
No.
You're going to trim it up because Tori was coming
in? Yeah. Rugged but vulnerable.
Yeah. Okay. But so physically he's attractive.
Very. Very cute.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. But I don't think, and I swear to God I'm not fishing for a compliment here. Especially with the unruly state of my beard currently. I don't think I'm physically attractive.
Have you really, you've never thought you're physically attractive?
Not really, no.
Ever in your whole life?
No. But like, well, cause like when I was in a band, I'm the guitar player, which is, you're no matter how hot you are.
Panty dropper.
No, but the singer's getting them first.
Oh,
you're always, if there's a line, there's a hierarchy.
I see.
And.
Is drummer the last?
For sure last.
Okay.
Always last.
But ching.
Well, first thing, like he smells terrible.
Okay, not all drummers smell.
They've played a 2-hour show sitting on a leather seat. So all the sweat is pooling down into their crack.
Pooled sweat.
Pooled sweat into the leather area.
Yeah.
And if you're doing the you know, the double wearing leather pants and sitting on a leather seat.
Oh, God.
No one wants to get with the drummer until he's
it also
showered.
It seems doubtful that most of those drummers showered right before they went on stage anyways. It's like
they definitely didn't.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair.
All right. So since I'm not classically handsome like T-Hack.
Which I don't think it's true.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
You get to stay all day whether you blow sunshine up my gig butt or not. There are two other things that can make a person attractive that I just found out about.
Okay.
One of them is your voice.
And look who has built his whole career on one's voice.
But I've built a career that pays me hundreds of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
But it's not like I'm swatting away hoo-ha when I walk through the... Like, I don't think... Listening to this sound right here, this horrifying, gravelly...
No,
it's not good.
It's like
real radio guys have a voice. They have the like... Real radio guys have the like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no one's getting no one's interested in that. That's very old.
Sure?
Yeah, that's very hosty. Like, no one wants like, coming up, we have this. We want like, hey, it's dark in a gravelly road and it's raining a little bit. There's a thunderstorm a brewing.
But I don't even.
You know what I mean? We want that.
So I should try that next time I'm sitting at Hillstone by myself. Could you pass the soy sauce? Like what? Like, because this story says voice can be a thing. I feel like my voice is a detriment because I just feel.
I think
like,
that's a huge boost to you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I do.
There's some truth in this for sure. The night I met my wife for the very first time, one of the first things she said to me was, "Oh, I like your voice." And
I swear,
and I said, "Funny you say that because I want to do radio." And that was like our first conversation.
Wow. I wonder if your voice made her feel safe, made her feel sexy, made her feel, did it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Because voices can do a lot. Like Love is Blind. Have you guys watched that?
No.
Okay, great. Great. abandon it.
No. But I just heard there's some scandal on there right now.
Huge scandal.
Because the girl, some girl who was on there has a boyfriend, Rocky, back home.
They all have a Rocky back home. Every single one of those people is dating someone and they're all lying and they're trying to get followers and clout. But it's fabulous to watch.
Because then she's been making out with some other dude on the show.
Oh, wow.
And he just saw it.
Okay.
Boyfriend Rocky just saw it and
not
he's mad.
Rocky.
Yeah. Poor Rocky.
Things are getting rocky.
Yeah, but like their voice is very important to the atmosphere. I think you got a great voice. I think it's different. It's a nuance. I think you also bring people in. It's hard to get a voice where people listen to you these days. Everyone's talking. Everyone's loud.
But I mean, don't you think, I think maybe it's the thing that come, it's the things that come through my voice.
You mean your words?
Yeah, those things. Maybe that's what's brushing away my words.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So a moose walks into a parking garage.
Okay.
I'll tell you how that goes. That's my tease for my story.
I like
really
it.
Really good. I want to know more.
Yeah, you will in a minute. Just relax.
Thank you. Okay.
I have a very rare and elusive stories for stupid stories of an actual successful crime.
Oh my God, I can't wait. This never happened.
Well, he still managed to screw it up.
Okay, we're back to one.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A thief in France. Francais.
Oh, je ne sais pas.
Okay, by the way, that's Tori sitting in for Aaron, and I don't know what that was.
I've been asked to leave.
Are you constipated?
No, je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas what?
I don't know. So I need a cigarette.
Je t'aime. Doesn't that mean love you?
I love you. Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
That's all you know.
That's all I know. Yeah. And I know to be snooty and slap you in the face with a glove.
I know buffet, too.
You...
Oh my gosh. Buffet. Okay.
Buffet.
There was a thief in France. He broke into a home.
Oh, he broke
stole
in.
A couple of things. He stole a computer, an iPad, and the biggest one of all, a TV.
Let's go!
He made off with it.
Let's
success.
Go!
Success.
Scot-free. He got away.
He stole all of them and got away. The only problem was he decided he wanted to steal some more. He had forgotten the TV remote.
Oh,
buy a universal remote, bro.
I know. So
yeah. Get up and change the channel yourself.
Yeah. I don't know the TVs work like that.
Oh, you're
right. Tori. You're ancient.
1955.
They don't have the knob on the side anymore.
Well, he didn't know how it worked either, so he went back to the house. And I got to find that remote.
No.
I got to get back in there.
To the same house.
It's somewhere,
go find a TV of the same model in a different house
and
steal their remote. Just keep going. Do you have a Vizio TV? Can I have the remote?
Right.
Can you say
homeowners probably don't even know where the remote is.
Right.
Okay.
He works remotely. Continue. Sorry, I ruined it.
Did she really just do that?
Yeah,
she
did.
Did she really just torpedo? Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to understand, Tori. Only T-Hack torpedoes the show.
I'm so sorry.
At that ridiculous level.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're welcome to it. Have at it.
He went back and he got caught.
Finding
the remote.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the popo got him.
Yeah. They weren't remotely impressed.
Oh. And that, you know what makes it even worse? You stole his joke.
I feel bad. The pun. I pun stole.
Yeah.
I'm on the fly. I can pivot. Whatever I need.
I can pivot.
My story is also not from Florida, but it is from Sweden.
With a Swede?
Sweden.
IKEA.
Meatball.
I want to do the, what's the Muppet guy?
He was the chef, right?
Yeah, he was the chef. Can I tangent the show even more than it already
is? Absolutely.
So the Swedish chef, if you remember him, it's a puppet. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert to all the kids out there. Okay. It's a puppet. But he had two hands, and they were real hands.
They had
a real guy's hands. So then that's two guys running that.
Oh, right? Is that right?
Because he had two real hands.
Oh, wow.
So somebody had to be, like, hand up the butt,
and then
somebody else was his hands.
Wow. I think Beaker was that way, too.
Beaker had two real hands?
That's my favorite.
I think Big Bird had, like, three people in there.
No, I think it was just...
Jim Henson was doing, like, three
and
looking at a monitor.
Huh. All right, well, we don't have time for my story from Sweden. It goes like this. A moose walked into a parking garage and decided to walk all over expensive BMWs.
Oh.
The company director was in the process of storing his boat inside a garage when he heard loud noises and a moose humping BMWs. He was stunned to find a moose seeming to enjoy itself. He stomped three different BMWs into tiny little chunks.
Hey, wow.
Can anybody make a moose sound? What does a moose sound like?
Actually, I can. Oh. Listeners, you can't see this, but I'm putting both fists to my mouth.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to really project from my diaphragm.
Okay. Okay. Those?
It's my career.
That was the end of Tori's career and all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.